Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code of the account you've called in about today?
37127.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
I'm sorry, say again.
Your first and last name, please.
Rose Atkinson.
Thank you. All right, so I'm locating this account.
I were hearing it and I didn't hear what you said.
I'm attempting to locate your account.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Okay. I spell Atkinson, A-D-K-I-N.
No. A-T, T like Tom.
Okay.
Atkinson.
Okay. Thank you. A first name again, I'm sorry.
Rose.
Rose, yes, ma'am. All right. Didn't locate, you've, how long has it been since you placed that order? Was it just a few minutes ago?
This morning. I've waited.
Oh, this morning?
I've waited longer than what they said to wait.
Okay. All right. Let's see here.
It's Atkinson.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Oh, let's see here. I remember getting something. No. All right, I'm going to reach out to a supervisor to assist me with locating this account.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And thank you for being so patient with me. All right. And this is the, is that the name that the account is in? Is Rose Atkinson. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to make sure. I'm going to try to continue it while I wait for a response. Do you happen to have an ID number, order ID number?
Let me check and put it on the computer and see what it says.
Okay.
If it's still there. I just know it was some face cream. Oh, come on, computer. Hate computers and I hate cell phones. Okay, let's see. I'm still looking for it. Come on, where is it? Trying to find it on my email. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Okay. So now, what is it? What is you? Did you want me to look up
the order ID number?
And where might I find that?
Maybe somewhere within your payment details.
Do I go? Should I go into the take the survey now?
No, you don't have to take a. No, I wouldn't think so. Do you see that something that says your order has been placed?
No, it doesn't say anything. It just says, take the survey, and I did. And then when I got down to all the things that you can't sue for and all that crap, when I got to that, it said they'll charge my account automatically and send me the next order. I don't do that. I don't let anybody charge my account.
Okay.
So that's why I want to cancel it.
Okay. All right. Do you know the name of the product? Does it show that?
I see a thing that says unsubscribe. Hit that. All I know was it was a face cream.
Okay.
I'm trying to read what it says here. See landing pages and disclaimers.
So have you checked your card balance to see if that order was successful? Do you see the charge for the shipping and handling of the product?
No, I don't show. All I show is my original when I first sent it in. I haven't got where it said, you know, we're offering you this promotion or whatever it was. I'll tell you what it said. What I got was it says public. Important for I love to sing. And then up came all the information of what the free reward and all that kind of stuff and what I could be eligible for. And I know it was some kind of a face cream.
Okay. All right. So I'm wondering
maybe it didn't go through yet.
Right. That's what I think. I'm wondering if that order was placed. So that's why I ask if you will check your bank statement and see if there's a charge for shipping and handling posted for today. And if not, I don't think that the order was successful.
Okay. What about if I let this go to Monday, am I still okay to cancel mm-hmm. it Monday?
Yes, Monday will be fine as well. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Because this is a weekend, mm-hmm. why don't I just wait for Monday? I mean, I don't mind checking my account, but
okay.
I'll just that will be fine.
You can definitely do that. That'll be fine. Yes, ma'am. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. I'm sorry I wasn't able to assist you today, but you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.